Hey, this is Bob, and you're listening to Drawn by Success. That's Carlos over there rambling in the background. Hey, Carlos. This is the kind of professionalism
absolutely
we want from this
show.
This
is what it's all about, man.
Yeah, we're digging deep for this one. So, Carlos, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. I had an interesting thing kind of come up last week, and I think a lot of our listeners will at some point or another run into this kind of thing in their career at some point. And so in my case, what happened was I was working on a series of books with an author friend of mine, and she started to generate some great PR on it. And I thought, well, you know, is there a way that I can take this a little bit further? She has a series of books that she's been working on with me, and she has a PR person who's sort of helping her get these things out there. And they hooked up with the ASPCA. Is that right? Man, I hope I
the ASPCA.
So the ASPCA, which is the American Society for the Prevention
exactly.
of Cruelty to Animals.
That's what I said.
And so she's, yeah, I know that it's exactly what you said, and that's why I enjoy working with you, Carlos. So anyways, so she had done these books, and she teamed up with this group and is doing a promotion where she will give away for the rest of this month $1 for the sale of each of these books that is in this special promotion. And so I started thinking, well, you know, she's getting some nice press on this thing. Would there be something that I could do to kind of help this thing along and get some press on my own as well, you know? There was a very nice mention about her and me in the article, and it just sort of got me to thinking. And so that's what we were talking about this morning. So my question is, Carlos, what do I do next?
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things, and there actually I wrote about, it was a series of articles on Drawn by Success that I'd written about a while ago. Mm-hmm. And on how to get yourself out there and how to tie certain things that you're doing into like current events and different things like that, mm-hmm. you know, as far as your marketing goes. And getting PR is part of self-promotion and part of your marketing. So, you know, if you've got something that you can that's something that you're involved in that's already out in the media, either because of, in your case, because mm-hmm. of the author and her tie-in with ASPCA, what you can do is you can create a press release for yourself and try to get yourself written about in your own local paper, because they're always looking for interesting things that are going on with people locally. And a lot of artists don't ever really do this. And it's a missed opportunity. But you can contact your local media, you know, radio, TV, newspaper. Let them know that you're involved in, you know, your process in this book and how it ties into the ASPCA thing, and how, you know, $1 from every purchase of the book or whatever is going towards that organization, and that you'd be interested in talking about mm-hmm. it. And maybe even the ASPCA probably has a local chapter, a local office in your area that you might reach out to and say, look, I'm involved in this project, and I'm interested in doing something with you to further the cause, and start talking and create a dialogue there with them where, you know, these huge organizations have a large PR arm that they have access to. So by tying in with them, you'll be able to leverage, you know, their positioning in the media for yourself and to do some good at the same time, to promote the book and promote that special promotion that the author is doing. You know, it's not, you don't always have to wait for someone to come to you. You can always mm-hmm. do things to create this kind of media attention for yourself and who and what you decide to.
Okay,
to,
so what would something like that look like? Let's say that you know, that this opportunity hadn't come along, and maybe there wasn't any press generated just yet, and so I wanted to create something for myself. What might I do? You know, are there certain tie-ins? Is there a way to approach people? What would I do to get my name out there?
So, for example, I mean, if you didn't have this book mm-hmm. That you were working on, you can say, let's say there's a special interest or something. Let's say you did have a thing for, you know, a special interest of yours was, you know, animal mm-hmm. shelters, or it could be homeless people,
sure.
or, you know, education for, you know, lower educated youth in inner cities or whatever mm-hmm. it is. Find a way to link what you do to that cause.
Okay.
In other words, let's say if it's inner city kids, which is something that years and years ago, I tied myself to and I did something with, where you can create, maybe help them create a mural where you're going to work with these a group of kids in a town somewhere, and kind of with an inner city beautification project or something, where you can create something with them, and you as a professional illustrator can come in and help guide them. You know, these will be kids that have maybe an interest in art, and they just don't have a lot of the same opportunities maybe some other children have. So you can tie in with that organization, look into the municipality there, and contact, you know, the figure out who you need to contact, and let them know what you want to do. And, you know, it'll start from there. Once you get that hooked up, then it's all a matter of they'll obviously not let the media know what's going on and what they're planning, and you can start doing the same thing. And, you know, you can end up doing one of these things, and you might end up on a couple of local radio shows talking about it. They might even send a camera crew down there to video what you're doing. There's a lot of ways that you can do it. I mean, just be authentic about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, find things that interest you, find things that are going to motivate you, and how you can have your art help another organization or something. It's got to come from that position, I think, of bringing something to someone else, because no one's going to do it just to get you, you know, get you press.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. So, I mean, it's got to be genuine, something that you care about. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, dig deep, figure out what it is that you'd like to, you know, have your artistic and creative skills help out in some way, and figure out what that might be. So, at that point, everything else really sells itself. I mean, because like I said, local media is always looking for the local do-gooder that's doing something, and that's their job, I mean, to put the spotlight on these things.
Sure. Well, that's, excuse me, that's great advice. Yeah, so if you're looking for something to do, or you have a special cause, you know, there's no sense waiting for it to come to you. It certainly would be just as well for you to go find that special thing that gets you going, and see if you can make a donation of some sort of, you know, your services or whatever you do towards that particular service.
Yeah, I mean, a perfect example is that some of the things that we do with Baldo. We probably do about 6 or 7 things a year with Baldo mm-hmm. that we tie into either things that are going on in the Hispanic community or things that, you sure. know, that kind of closely relate. We've done things on the lotto scam. We've done things for the, you know, for the diabetes and the National mm-hmm. Hispanic Alliance for Health, or whatever that organization was. And, you know, we've tied together with them. And, you know, they had a huge PR firm that handles all their stuff. It's the largest Hispanic health organization in the country. And we tied together with them. We talked to them about doing something for diabetes and creating a storyline, and we worked closely with them. And consequently, we got a lot of press from that. You know, we were doing something good. We were doing something that we believed in.
Sure.
With an organization that we believed we could help, and they can help us. And they were able to get, you know, me on like a handful of national radio shows for their morning shows, and interviewed there. They got me to Atlanta. They flew me out to Atlanta to be on CNN. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's all those things that, you know, you can... It sounds kind of self-serving, and it is, I guess, in a way, but you're doing something to help another organization, and it's just stuff that puts you out in the limelight, and you need to really do that. As an artist, yeah. you really need to take control and take responsibility for self-promotion. You have to.
Well, I mean, it allows you to reach out for something that you care about as well, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. That's great advice. Thanks, Carlos.
Well, hey, my pleasure, Bob.
So thanks for joining us on another exciting episode of Drawn by Success.
Awesome.
This has been Bob.
This has been Carlos. Stepping all over Bob's lines.